This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Total commitment to Christ. Welcome to the Flaxmere Christian Fellowship Show, broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay. Today's sermon extract is presented by Dr. Donna Gertzen with Praise and Worship from The Belonging Co. with their 2023 release, Joy.
Rejoice and be glad in it. And this is where I believe that you are more than enough for me. 'Cause you are faithful to your promise. You are strong when I am weak. When I'm standing in your presence, everything I need. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, my soul, bless His name. All that is within me, say, the joy of
welcome Phil Wickham with his 2025 released single, The King Is In The Room, up next.
Life's changed. has to flee, shame has to leave, before the king, before the king. Chains have to break, dry bones away.
Of pace from their 2006 album comes the self-titled track In Christ Alone, Keith and Christine Getty.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all.
He came to save.
Today's mini sermon highlights the journey of a Christian, moving with God, from Dr. Donna Gertson.
But we are on a journey. The Bible speaks about us as being travelers and aliens and sojourners and strangers. That means we're traveling from one place to another place. So that's us. In the Old Testament, the Israelites traveled a lot of places. When they're in the wilderness, they traveled with God, didn't they? And God led them by a pillar of fire at night time and a cloud by day. When God moved, they moved. They didn't think, oh, well, I'll sleep in today, I'll catch up later. They moved when He moved. And why wouldn't you? There's been different moves of the Holy Spirit through the years. Some churches embraced them, some didn't. Some went overboard by going beyond where the Holy Spirit was leading them. Thing is, remember back to the Israelites in the wilderness, when God stopped, they stopped. You just didn't keep on doing, it all seemed like a good direction, let's keep on going. When God stopped, they stopped. And while they were in God like that, they had the fire for protection and for warmth at night time and the cloud as a cover for them during the day. They needed to be where He was. And yet, throughout the centuries, there have been followers of Jesus who have been known to branch out and end up in a place where God didn't tell them to go. Now, we can just think, oh, well, that's the cult. You know, they all ended up all wrong. Or, you know, there's a church starts well and ends badly. There's a Christian that starts well and then they go astray. And it's not just about cults. It's not just about backsliders. You think, what about us? What about you? What about me? What about those times when the Holy Spirit says, speak up, and we don't? What about the times when the Holy Spirit says, go there, and we don't? Or don't go there, and we do? What about those times when the Holy Spirit says, don't keep reading that book, don't keep watching that movie, don't keep playing that game, and we do? Throughout the Israelites' journey, they had to offer sacrifices to the Lord. But obviously we don't do those kind of sacrifices, do we? We have to present ourselves. It's a living sacrifice. It's holy sacrifice. It's acceptable. And that is our spiritual worship. I often look at the scripture and think, well, I don't understand it, Lord. I don't know how to be that living sacrifice. But I keep coming back to it. And I feel God wants to say something to this, about this to us this morning. He says to present yourself or surrender yourself. But you know what it's like. If you take your kids somewhere and they don't want to go, and they go with you, and they know they're not going to get away with sulking, but you know, and wherever you go, the visitors or the people you're visiting, they know that that kid would rather be anywhere but there. There's not a lot of joy in that. That's not presenting yourself as a living sacrifice. That's only bringing some bits, the bits that people can see, isn't it? It's not bringing your heart when you feel like that. Your body's there, but inside you, you're indifferent, or you're rebelling, or you're just biding time. But okay, so we've all come. Maybe we are all happy to be here, and I know we are. But how many of you actually come wanting to give something? Then again, maybe you come and think, well, I'll contribute something, and think that's enough. It's still not enough to feel what's God wanting? You're all. You might think, well, I'll do a bit of work for the church. I'm done. I'll bring something. I'll put something in the offering. I'll sing. I'm done. It's not bringing your all. It's just bringing a bit. It's bringing a portion. You need to be careful also when we sing the I Surrender songs. Don't sing them in live, because, you know, you're saying something, and if you're not meaning it, God might require it of you. It's a bit like people who say to you, I'm there for you. I'm there for you. Whatever you need, brother, whatever you need. We say it, but we're not meaning it. So don't say, I surrender all to you, Lord, if you're not meaning it. Pray for God to give you that heart of surrender at that time. That will get you through. And also, the thing about offerings or gifts is you can't give the same thing over and over again. Say you bring me a cake today, and it's really lovely. Then before you go, you leave, you take this cake with you. And so you can bring it back to me again next week. And then you do it again the following week. Well, you know, who knows, that's going to get rather old. That's not what I want. I want something fresh. I want something new. And that's what we need to give God, something fresh and something new. And you can't give something, well, who knows, you can't give somebody a gift that belongs to somebody else. You can't take somebody else's stuff and give it as your gift. And what that means is you don't have to pray the way your spouse prays. You don't have to pray the way your pastor prays. You don't have to pray the way the song leader prays. You're bringing your gift, not somebody else's. It's our offering. And we give to people what they need or what they want, don't we? What does God want? What does God need from us? He's asking for all, not much. That means we need to hear from God. We need to hear from Him. We need to be led by Him. And we need to be willing to obey and do whatever it is He requires of us. Quite simple, really. It's not about giving things up. It may be. It may include that, but it's not about that necessarily. It's more like a reporting to duty. It's saying, Lord, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength, and whatever I am and whatever I have is yours. And meaning it. So a living sacrifice, what is a living sacrifice? It means it's a continuous one. It's a constant one. It's alive. And how often we give our all to God, 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, we're taking it back again. It's a total surrender. It's not a momentary one. It's not an occasional surrender. It's a total surrender. We should be just as surrendered to Him on a Monday morning at work as we are on a Sunday morning in church. In the Old Testament, it talked about when they brought their offering. There's so many different offerings that they brought. One of them was the whole burnt offering. And that's symbolic today for us and our offering of ourselves and worship to Him. But this offering included the entrails. That's the insides, the guts, if you like, the stuff that's hidden. So when we're bringing our offering to the Lord, we're bringing all of us, the good stuff as well as the bad. And that's the things we think. It's the desires we have. It's the motives we hide, the feelings of frustration that we have. It's the rejection, the unforgiveness, the brokenness, the fears, the doubts, our unbelief, its feelings of unworthiness, our anger, our dissatisfaction. It's unanswered questions, unconfessed sin. It's everything. We bring everything to the Lord. Often these things will stop us from coming and giving to the Lord because all we can see is this. It's all rolling around inside us and we don't feel that we can even come into his presence. God is pleased with our offering when we hold nothing back. Truthfully, even our good bits on their own aren't acceptable to the Lord. They come in the Old Testament, the priest through the blood, some even say sprinkled, others say through the blood on the altar. But Jesus' blood is there now. As you give your offering, his blood covers everything. Our good bits and our bad bits, and we are acceptable. And it's pleasing to the Lord. So why would you hold anything back? Why come to the church here and merely go through a ritual? Stand up, sit down, sing a song, have a cup of tea and go home. I mean, church is more than that, isn't it? And yet sometimes we do just, that's all we do. I speak for myself as well as you, so this is God speaking to me. So you're just hearing what God's telling me. But anyway, give it all to him, you will be cleansed, God will be pleased. And the living sacrifice is also holy. Holy, how can our offering be holy? Remember, the blood of Jesus is there, and he makes us holy. Sometimes it's been a cry of my heart, Lord, about holiness. I know I'm a long way from being holy as you expect me, but when I know Jesus makes me holy, but I feel my act needs to be cleaned up better than it is. So I said, Lord, make me. And you seek after holiness, but you won't find it. It says, it will find you. It just happens as you mature, but as you come in and out of my presence and live a life of obedience to him, that's when you're becoming more holy, you're becoming more like him. The more time you spend with him, the more you become like him. It's how it works. I said, I need to pray, Lord, make me holy. Make me holy. You don't need to pray that. You just come into his presence and he will do it. And as we behold him, we are transformed into his image. The living sacrifice is acceptable to God. And it's our spiritual worship. It's not just worship. We can all sing the song. It's spiritual worship. It's our spirit relating to his. It's engaging. It's touching him. It's living for him day by day, moment by moment. So that's what our journey is like day by day for us now. But also our journey is like many others who went before us. We look at 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 7. This is about Elijah. And it says here, and the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you. So this journey wasn't Elijah's mad run to get away from Jezebel, because this is what had happened at this time. This journey referred to the course of life. It was that journey that was too hard for Elijah. It's just the same as our journey. Our journey is not just the distance that we travel or the expense it costs for us to get from A to B or the weariness attached to that. It's our journey is our life. And Elijah found his journey hard. He had been criticized. He had been persecuted. He was worried about being left on his own. And he had fear for his life. And it just got him down. And that's when the angel came and ministered to him. Now, we might not be going through what Elijah went through, but it's not easy being a Christian. You could be surrounded by unsaved family, unsaved friends, unsaved workmates, and they put pressure on us. It's not easy being a shining light at times when you're just surrounded by darkness. It's not easy being put down and being ridiculed. Christians face temptations too. It's not easy being strong. We have an enemy who seeks to trip us up at every step. And he continually tries to sow seeds of doubt in our minds. And we're constantly looking back, rehearsing our past mistakes and our shortcomings. They keep coming up. But in Jesus, we are victorious. In Jesus, we are overcomers. You know, we mustn't forget that. God has forgotten our sins, so why do we keep reminding him? Luke 9, verse 3, Jesus commissioning his apostles, 12 apostles, and he said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics. So that's an unusual instruction. What does this actually mean? And if you read this instance in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the instructions are slightly different, different things they were to take or not. The incidentals are unimportant, but what God is saying through it all obviously is. So God wasn't instructing his apostles who were going out working for him to live a life of poverty. That wasn't his idea here at all. He was speaking something that was actually very familiar to them, because it was in their Talmud. It says in the Talmud that no one is to go to the Temple Mount with staff, shoes, girdle of money, or dusty feet. So the idea being that when a man entered into the temple, he's got to make it quite clear that he had left behind everything that had to do with trade or business or worldly affairs were out there. He was in the temple to worship. And this is what Jesus was saying to his men here, and they understood that. He said, you must treat the whole world as the temple. You know, don't let your business and your worldly affairs and your trade intrude on what it is you're doing for me. You know, it's, don't let people think you're just here to, that you're out for what you can get. That's not what it is. Show the world that your interest and your priority is God. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Flaxmere Christian Fellowship Show, broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.